That's awful.
That was a little loud. Come on. Welcome to In Game Chat for Saturday, April 30th, 2022. It is season 16, episode 15. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Wendy.
Welcome into the show, everybody. Just trying to get our heads. You still don't have?
No, so just roll with it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. If you want to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can find us on Facebook that way as well. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are on Twitch right now streaming. So take a look. If you would like to, go to twitch.tv and then, just search ingamechat or go to our website. Go all the way down to the bottom of the page. And then you'll find the Twitch link there. You can click it and go right to it and watch the show if you would like to do that. Let's see. And we've got Discord up right now as well. Nobody's in there, but we have Discord going. So if you would like to join our Discord, again, go to our website all the way to the bottom of the page. There's a link to it. Put you right in there. So anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Doing things a little different this week. We're going to jump into the news. We'll get to what we played later on in the hour, but just going to jump right into the news. And I guess, really, oh, hello.
It's thunder.
Yeah, we still got thunder around here. No, there's no MySpace or GeoCities. There was a Google. We had Google Plus at one time, I think. One of those things. And if you want to join us in ICQ, you can do that as well, or IRC or whatever it is. But nothing like that. It's outside, it's fine, but we were hearing some thunder and stuff. I mean, there's always a chance that something could happen and knock us off air or any other station off air. And if that happens, I got to go. Mm-hmm. So it'll be up to you two.
It'll be the Wendy and RJ show.
To handle it. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That means you, RJ.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this is you. Carry it, RJ. Just go. Just commentate on the golf you're watching. That's fine. You can talk about, well, his hip didn't turn. He pulled that one. He's going to coming up short there.
Boogie, boogie, par, par.
Pew, pew. Boogie, boogie,
whatever
boogie,
that
par,
means.
Par.
Pew, pew. Yeah.
Boogie, boogie, par, par. Touchdown. Anyway. So, yeah, let's go ahead and jump into the news. I really want to go over that PlayStation Plus stuff.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about it just before. You say, well, I guess I missed my chance to stack with my PlayStation Plus. So here's what the situation is. Just this week, Sony decided to release, hang on. I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Somebody in the chat room probably mentioned it, but anyway, I want to make sure I get that in there. Earlier this week, Sony finally decided to kind of give us an update on how this whole PlayStation Plus Premium
the TIA system works. Yeah.
Yeah. How all that was gonna pan out for people.
Mm-hmm.
And let me. It's God. Even GameSpot put it in there and said, here's the dizzying conversion rate of PlayStation Plus or PlayStation Now vouchers to the new PlayStation Plus. I don't even want to try and go over this. Look at all that. So if you have 12 months of PS Plus, you can convert that into 12 months of, like, the base PS Plus that's going to, you know, take place, which is exactly probably what I'm going to do. Just let that roll into the version that's going to be the equivalent of that, which is the Essential, I believe. Is it the Essential or the Premium? No, it's the Essential.
Basic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you will be rolled into PlayStation Plus Essential, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years I have stacked of PlayStation Plus right now,
mm-hmm.
so that's what it'll become. However, if I wanted to bump that up, 1 year converts to 219 days of PlayStation Plus Extra. And if I wanted to go to the top tier, 1 year converts to 183 days of PlayStation Plus Premium.
Hmm.
It is convoluted. It is annoying. And it also makes me feel like Sony is not confident in what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just completely by the book on this and say, let's not lose a single cent. Right?
Yeah, go with that.
Exactly.
When it comes to decision in terms of money, yeah, probably go with that. Because like I was saying before, my plan was like stack up on PlayStation Plus right now before this whole thing changes or whatnot. And if I wanted to stack up, if I wanted to change the new thing, fine. If not, I would be fine as is. But now it's gonna run out. Mine's gonna run out maybe in a few months and I'll be converted anyway, so I just have to pick with what's available.
Yeah.
So most likely I'm going to be going with Essential.
I'm just going to stick with that right now as well. Yeah. But anyway, they released this, and I don't know what the time. I'm not exactly sure of the time frame during the week that it was, but I want to say maybe it was Monday or Tuesday. Maybe it was even Wednesday. That they came out and said, here's how this whole thing's going to work. Here is how this whole thing is going to convert. And said that if you have, let's see, I have it here from Eurogamer. PlayStation Plus and Now owners get Plus Premium for the longer of their two subscriptions. PlayStation owners who have a subscription to both PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now will be upgraded to the highest tier. That's Premium, for the longer of their two subscriptions. This means anyone with a still active Now subscription who has also stacked a PS Plus sub for months or even years to come will get converted to Premium for as long as their existing Plus sub is set to last. So a lot of people were doing this, not when this was announced. They were actually doing it earlier because they felt like something like this was going to happen where if you had both, you're going to be in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking for deals on PlayStation Now, and they also had PlayStation Plus, and they were trying to combine everything and get those going. And I did not jump on that wagon because I just wasn't sure how this whole thing was going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, and I just thought, man, if it does nothing at all, then you know there's no point in doing this. And I just, it could end up where it like doesn't matter and just a waste of money.
Yeah.
Turns out that was not the case. Turns out it was probably going to be a pretty good deal there if you were able to stack.
Yeah.
So, they issued that statement. That was like on a Wednesday, maybe it was on a, I don't know. It was one day this week they did it. The next day and the next day after that, for the next 2 days, people were buying up these things. And suddenly realizing that they couldn't convert them. They couldn't use them.
Yeah.
Because Sony cut off the ability to stack.
Mm-hmm.
For now. They'll bring it back.
Oh, when everything's changed over.
Right.
Thing, yeah.
But a bunch of people bought stuff, and now it's like, I can't use this.
Can't use it.
I can't use it at all. It's a horrible, I understand people thinking that, you know, you're gaming the system, but you're not. It was just very anti-consumer to just say, okay, we're going to cut this off. You know, it would have been more of a situation if they had just said that when they released that first statement that I told you, here's the conversion rate.
Yeah.
And here's how it's going to work, where if you have both, then the longer subscription will take precedent and you will have the top tier, whatever it is, for that longer duration. If they had said in that statement, oh, and by the way, we are not allowing you to stack any further. Today is the last day to do that, or whenever it was, or that we're cutting it off at this point.
Right.
Just let people know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't communicate that. So people went hard on the stacking and then realized that they could not redeem what they needed to do to get that done. And so now they're just sitting on, you know, just 1 month or whatever. It's not great. And now if you are to redeem those after this point, whenever they initiate this again, whenever you can start doing this again, they won't stack from what I understand. Mm-hmm. They're kind of eliminating that because it'll just be converted into whatever the thing is now. So if you didn't have one to get, so in other words, what I'm trying to say is if you had PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now, and you wanted to add to that, it was not letting you do that. So now you're sitting on these vouchers, and we already talked about what the vouchers mean. They won't go towards the extension of your subscription.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be added in there and said, okay, well, you've got this, so we'll just add these months onto it. But it won't. What am I trying to say here? If I currently just have PlayStation Plus, if I had a PS Now
Same
voucher,
here.
I had not redeemed it yet, then I can't redeem it right now. But whenever I am able to redeem it, it'll convert in what we had talked about earlier.
Yeah,
where if I have a month of PlayStation Now, it'll convert to either 40 days of the essential tier, 25 of the extra, or 21 of the premium, and that'll be it. That'll be tacked on to the end of my thing, at the end of my subscription thing. But it's not going to give me another full year of PlayStation Now. It's only going to give me the, you know, or another full month. It'll give me 21 days, or it'll do the conversion rate.
The convert depending on the tier of service that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in my case, because I'm in the same boat as you, all I've got is PlayStation Plus. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got. So I'm just going to let it run out. And when time comes to renew, I'll just see check my options and see what I got there.
I was going to try and see how long my PlayStation Plus subscription is. I'm looking this up now because I thought there's another way you can do this. PlayStation owners, blah, blah, blah. The difficulty in taking advantage of this is now that Sony has stopped selling Now subscriptions, presumably to deter people who were previously not Now subscribers, but who are after a bargain. If you were subscribed to both services, when the new PlayStation Plus launches, you will be migrated into the premium tier, and you will have a new single payment date based on whichever subscription is set to end last. You'll get to keep all of your prepaid stacked time within the new service. Existing PS Plus subscribers with a Now position or Now subscription still active on that date will get the premium treatment. Yesterday, it will also include these are in general required to last at least. I was trying to see because I was curious. I have to sign in. And then I got to use two-factor authentication, which I have. But yes, fine, Sony, I'll do it.
sounds like what we'll all be doing in the end. Yes, Sony. Okay, we'll do it.
You know, sometimes it's an.
In some cases, you have to, because some games, a lot of games that I play, require PlayStation Plus. So I'll be getting it anyway. Just how many years down the line I will.
I'm
be
just
doing
talking
it.
About my two-factor authentication. Yeah. I like it. It's nice to have. It's just that.
That's a security measure. Yeah, we get it. But
sometimes I want to get to it a lot quicker when I don't have to look up a code.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to my account. Subscriptions management. We'll do that. That'll probably have it in there. He says as he waits for it to load up, just sitting there waiting. Is that Chris on the line, I assume? Oh, Oh, yeah, your mic's off. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, wow. My next renewal date is 2025.
You're good for a
while.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so now I'm in my next renewal. Now, see, if I had had just a subscription to PlayStation Now, I'd be good through 2025 on that premium upper tier thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah. So you got Essential for a minute.
Huh?
You got Essential for a minute.
I don't know what that... Well, it converts to... Okay, if I have a 12-month PS Plus voucher, that converts to 183 days. I have it for... What, three more years? More years? Let's just say 3 more years. 549 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes out to... Ooh. 1.5 years.
Mm. Of second tier?
Of top tier, premium tier.
Oh, premium tier, okay.
Yeah, premium tier. Well, if I wanted to go, now we're going to do, it's going to be math time, folks. We're doing math. All right, so it's 219 days for that. 219, carry the blah, 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 blah. Whoa, no, that's wrong. I didn't do that right. So 219 days times 3 years, or times 3 is 657 divided by. Oh, it's not much better on that end. It's almost 2 years. Just under 2 years if I do it that way, and it's just a year and a half if I do the top tier.
Yeah,
that's just man.
Yeah, right now I'm looking. In my case, I'm looking at just 1 year of the basic essential basic tier of PlayStation Plus when it renews everything. If I can stack it, I'll stack it, but depending on what extra brings to the table will determine whether or not I go jump on that or not. But either way, I'm going clean slate when my current subscription runs out anyway.
Let's see. Meanwhile, players have now certainly been given PlayStation Plus Premium. For a full breakdown of those changes, visit their blog. Yeah. No, nobody wants to visit their blog and look that stuff up. Yeah, some comments. It really does seem like they're making this whole transition as big a pain in the butt as possible. Rule number one of any online service is make it simple. And almost nothing about this is simple. It's really, I mean, it's just confusing, and you know, obviously everybody's compared this thing that they're doing, PlayStation Plus, to what Microsoft with games, you know.
Yeah.
What is it called? Game Pass. Game Pass Ultimate.
It forced the issue. Everybody else had to react to something because that's knocking it out of the park right now.
It really is, and even the conversion is even better because I know you can convert. I mean I don't know what it was, but I converted my Xbox Gold subscription or Live, whatever it was I had to do, and I converted that and then stacked or whatever. It cost me maybe. I don't know, because of some kind of deal or something that was going on, it was like each year was like $50 off. And I got a good many years stacked on it that I could.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's been some Black Friday deals on Game Pass where I stacked those. And so, I mean, I'm really okay there. I wish I'd gotten I didn't even know how far into PlayStation Plus I was. I wish I'd gotten a PlayStation Now subscription.
Yeah.
There's no big deal. But I thought there was a way that you could, this is what you subscribe to. Well, if you just pay the difference of what it is, you can have this for just as long or something like that. I don't know.
Hey, does Game Pass come in year bundles?
No.
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 Should it?
Yeah, I think so. And they may have a 12-month bundle. They may have a 12-month. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. See, I was trying to look this up when I was doing some comparisons when I was writing one of the show notes, not last week, but maybe a week before or so. Mm-hmm. And I was because I was comparing, okay, here's the yearly cost of this new PlayStation Plus thing. Let's compare it with the yearly cost of Game Pass. Couldn't find. I was going online, like, year of Game Pass, and is it. You could find 3-month codes, and you could buy a bunch of those.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any that were... I think they only have 3-month codes, and they have 1-month code. And that's it. You can buy 1-month codes or 3-month codes or whatever. Okay. So, yeah. But there was nothing for... Yeah, see, Tharsh says same thing, 3 months. No year.
It's 15 a month?
I believe so, yeah.
And the bundle is... And the 3 months is 45?
I think, maybe, yeah.
So there's no discount with that.
I don't think so. But the thing is, those 3-month cards go on sale sometimes.
Okay.
You know, so if that's 45, sometimes you can find them for like 35 or 30, you know, a little $15 off or $10 off discount type thing.
Yeah.
That is sometimes available to you. Usually during the holidays is when that happens. So
yeah. 180 a year?
It was about the same. Well, when I added it up, it's about the same.
Yeah.
From what PlayStation Plus was asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Or the top tier, whatever the thing was, all that. Ugh. Trying to go down that rabbit hole and figure that out. Mm. I'm looking here. So, get equal to their longest subscription. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it annoyed a lot of people, and because I guess they weren't just like me. I wasn't prepared.
And maybe the price would scare folks off. I don't know what.
Of what, a year of Game Pass?
Because if it's 15 a month and the 45, and it's 3 months, it's 45, no difference in just buying 3 1-month things and 15... 12 months with 15 a month is 180. Would that be enough to scare some folks off, though? But then think about what you're getting for a whole year with Game Pass, because it's the benefits.
I think that's the reason they didn't do a year's card, because it's like when you look at that price, $180 for a year of this?
Which you're currently paying now.
Right, exactly. But it looks easier when it's like, oh, I'll just pay $45 for these next 3 months, you know? You know, I mean,
yeah, I know you split it up. It doesn't sound as bad, but when you do the math,
yeah, I mean, everybody knows you're going to be paying the same thing, but it just feels a little bit easier to say 45 for 3 months rather than, good Lord,
or if you catch a sale. Well, like that's you said earlier.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have the way it'll go is you have the 1 month card for 15 sitting next to the 3 month card for 45, and sitting next to the 12 month card that jumps it all the way up to 180.
Mm-hmm.
You know. 15 to 45, not that big a deal. 45 to 180 is a massive gap of money. It's kind of like the way Apple does with their memory system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much hard drive space do you want on your phone? Well, you can do the 256, or you can do the 500, or you can do the 1 terabyte, or I don't know what it is. But the gap, I remember back when I used to get an iPhone every other year or so.
Mm-hmm.
They'd give you this, like, here's 64 gigs. And I'm like, well, I don't need that. Well, then there was like no middle ground between them. It was like 64 or 500 or terabyte or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing in between. They dropped the in-between tier, I think, or something like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, there's Ninja Bibbs. Haven't seen him in a while. Haven't seen him in a while. What are we talking about? Game Pass. Gotcha. Aren't they missing the 6-month card in those price points? They are. They don't have a 6-month card at all. They should to go, you know, 1, 3, 6, and 12.
Yeah.
But they don't have 6-month cards.
There's a 90.
At least I don't think I've ever seen a 6-month card before, other than buying 2 3-month cards and being done with it.
I wouldn't say 90 as a scam folks off. I mean, you got $100 credit cards for all the other it's currency for all the other game subscriptions.
Game Pass has the 6-month cards. I didn't know that. I don't remember seeing 6-month cards. And Batman Bryan says Amazon has 3-month cards right now for $25 and 12-month cards for $54. Is this for Game Pass?
Huh.
Why is my caps lock on? Game.
I'm checking.
Pass. He tries to spell. There's 3 month membership. There's a 1 month membership. There's 3 months. There's 3 months. There is ultimate. There is a 12 month ultimate. Wait, who is that being sold by? It says top up service. This is top up service, not gift card.
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is from somebody else. Because then it says, please add my FB verse meta after purchase. Please contact j.ying@leadentrading.com if you need help. Please provide your account after purchase. We would top up in 1 day. Lord, why does Amazon have this on here? No. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but that is not legit. Oh, wait, here's another one. Hang on. There you go. Xbox Live Gold for 12 months. Mm-hmm. That's not Game Pass. That's Xbox Live Gold. For $54. Yeah, that is not Game Pass. So, just letting you know. Yeah, that's Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah, so at what point in that description did you say, did all the red flags start popping up?
It was Game Pass Ultimate, 12 months. It says top-up service for $69.99. It has one review.
Is it a good one?
I don't know. No, it's a one star. I clicked on it because I kind of want to read it and see what dude says. Like, what are you trying to run? Okay, it's somebody Scam? Saying it's, yeah, somebody says fake. Microsoft does not provide 12-month Game Pass codes, top-up or not. This is a scam product. Mm-hmm. Why? Oh, my God.
Because someone would fall for it.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But I don't see why. Oh, man. Amazon, you need to remove that. Get out the way. yeah, no. That's bad. That's horrible. But yeah, the ones you were seeing, Bama Brian, that was for Xbox Live Gold. Big difference in between the two. Mm. I'm sorry I had you on hold. Whoever you were, call back if you would like to, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll either take your call if you're there, or we'll keep going in the news here. We've got music here from Metal Wolf Chaos. You ever played the Metal Wolf games? Metal Wolf?
Meta?
Metal.
Metal. No. Metal Slug, never played Metal
That's
Wolf.
That's true, yeah. Maybe Metal Wolf Chaos is not what I'm thinking it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is called Modulation City. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chats. Kind of went on a rhythm game kick here with some music. This is from, is it Lumines? 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 You remember that puzzle game on
Luminous?
Yeah, is it Luminous?
I'm guessing at this point. I think that's what it was called.
L-U-M-I-N-E-S.
I think I called it the Luminous.
This track is called Urbanization. Mm-hmm.
I think two of the most ones I wanted to get back into was Frequency and Amplitude. Those two titles.
I don't know if I would call those are rhythm games, yes. But they were, and I guess these are using songs as well, but the games that I picked from, maybe these aren't rhythm games then. Maybe that, what you're talking about, Amplitude and the
Frequency,
other ones. Yeah, Frequency, that's Harmonix did those, and so the guys that did the Guitar Hero and stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe these are, or those are rhythm games. These are a little, I don't know what these would be. So yeah.
If you have to follow a beat and hit it on each note, I would call it a
you don't have to.
Game.
You should. You get a better points when you do that.
You hit it right on the beat and you're good. DDR, Beatmania.
Maybe.
Frequency Amplitude.
Yeah, because the other two games that I used was Res Infinite,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that's a rhythm game or just some kind of trippy thing that has some rhythm type stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Thar 66 brings up Tetris Connected, I believe. Tetris Effect Connected or something, one of those. I got music from that one as well. In fact, that's coming up when we go out to this next break is the Tetris Effect music there. So, let's see. We got an announcement for Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase happening June 12th. That is the, basically what their E3 is going to be. There is no E3, but they'll have their showcase, which will happen on June the 12th, which is, it makes sense that they would combine the two since they now own them. Of course, now we're going to get an Xbox Bethesda Activision showcase next year, I guess. June 12th is a Sunday. That makes sense. It's keeping in tradition of how they do it because that's how they've done it before. Okay, so Tetris. See, Thar 66 talks about Tetris. Lethal Migraine said Tetris. Is Tetris Effect any good? I think I have it. I just haven't played it.
Same here. Got it.
I think I got it, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. It's sitting on my shelf, actually. I know exactly where it is, but I haven't started playing it yet.
I should do that.
We should do that with a lot of our backlog, actually.
I know.
Your backlog is in what, the triple digits? High triple digits?
I mean, if you count them all together, easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
If you counted the consoles
plus Steam and the Humble Bundles didn't help. My goodness,
I'm subscribed to Humble Bundles. Yeah, so.
How many games was that at Ukraine Bundle?
Oh, there was a ton of for the Ukraine Bundle. Yeah. I can't remember, but it wasn't just games. There were comic books, there were other digital e-books and all sorts of stuff that were thrown in there. There was also music packages for, like, you know, here's sound effects or different add-on tools for music programs or music editing software, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There was just or even special effects software, things, just a ton of stuff that was in that. There were a ton of items. Games, you know, were probably the majority of what those were, but there were other things there.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, my backlog is ridiculous. Yeah. And like I said, I just added more games to it from the Humble Bundle thing.
Yeah.
Because whatever they had for the month of April, which was, I think, Ghost Runner was in there, which I got on PlayStation Plus the month before.
Mm.
I think it's Ghost Runner is what it's called. So, speaking of free games, Amazon Prime Gaming has 6 free games for May. Those games are The Curse of Monkey Island, Dead Space 2, Mail Mole, Cat Quest, something called Out of Line, and Shattered, Tale of the Forgotten King. Those are your Amazon Prime gamings. PlayStation Plus, free games for the month of May. You're going to have FIFA 22.
Nope.
Curse of the Dead Gods, which I think we used music for here recently. And then Tribes of Midgard.
Mm.
Those are your PlayStation Plus games. Then, if for your Xbox games with gold, which what does it matter now if you've got Game Pass? Of course, that's what we'll be saying about the PlayStation Plus thing. What does it matter now that you have PlayStation? Are they going to stop the free game every month thing? No, they're not. Because if you have the basic PlayStation Plus essential, you'll still get the free games every month. Yeah, no, they're not going to stop that.
Well, it would be a very unpopular decision, but it's, like I said before, you need it
to
play.
Well, I don't put it
games,
past them after what they did with the whole, this is the conversion rate, and then 2 days later, oh yeah, we're not allowing you to redeem anything right now.
Yeah.
What do we have? Games with gold is Yoku's Island Express. I have that on the Switch. Wendy bought that for me. It's kind of pinball related. It's interesting. You're a little bug, and then you have flippers and things. I don't know.
Is it like Sonic Spinball?
Probably. More likely. The Inner World is another one that I'm not familiar with. Hydro Thunder. From the Xbox Live Arcade. Yeah. That Hydro Thunder. Yeah. And Viva Pinata Party Animals. Those are available to you in the month of May.
Did you ever play the sequel to Hydro Thunder? Well, the spiritual successor anyway.
The one that was on Xbox Live Arcade? Yeah.
H2 Overdrive.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But I kept going back to Hydro Thunder.
No, I mean, H2 Overdrive was pretty good too. Unfortunately, the arcade it was in was run by a couple of... folks who really didn't know what they were doing. They took it out of there and moved it to Florida. But people who can actually drive their boards out of Florida.
There was also
they can do it for real out there, so yeah.
There was also Arctic Thunder. Did you ever play Arctic Thunder?
I played Arctic Thunder, yeah.
Did you play the one with the wind machine? I want to say they had one over at the old rave.
Yeah, there was one with the wind machine, yeah.
If it wasn't there, it was on one of my trips to an arcade somewhere when I was in Seattle or something. Because they had these around the cabinet itself were these they just shot cold air at you to give you the simulation of what snow.
Yeah, is it basically Hydro Thunder in the snow?
Yeah,
just you're snowmobiling.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not snowboarding, you're snowmobiling, which sounds weird anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Double backflip on a snowmobile? Yeah, do it. Have at it. Have fun.
So I guess I don't know. What did we call the other one? So,
what?
Hydro Thunder, you're motorboating? What is...
Hydroplaning.
Hydroplaning?
Hydroplaning.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's just go to the phones and see who's on the line. Here, hi, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
It's me. It's Chris.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I had to hang up earlier. We were out and about visiting one of our barber friends that was retiring from the barber shop, and, you know, I couldn't hold on forever, so I had to let you go and call you back later. But, yeah, it's one of those things I just was like, come on, Scott. But anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm like you, you know, get rambling and carrying on and, you know, can't help that sometimes, but been playing a little bit more of the game on PlayStation 5, Forbidden West, and working on side quests and all, but haven't been playing too much over the week and all, but kind of mainly been working on my shelf unit for the storage of my Laserdisc movies and working on putting those in sleeves and everything, but kind of been taking it easy.
That's always good. I mean, I take it easy every week. Do you ever hear me come in here and say, hey, I played something new this week? Nope. It's it's the old standbys that I sit there and play. So, I don't know. There is some new stuff, I guess, to talk about. Well, no, because I didn't play anything new. I know Wendy downloaded a new word game for Switch. What is it called? 50 Words? Is that what it's called? What's it called?
It's called 50 Words.
Okay, 50 Words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's kind of a word search thing. And so, yeah. I don't know if that came from the Wordle kick or whatever, but
probably did. Ever since Wordle exploded, people have been trying to find that next new hot word game.
Everything is dull at the end of it. It doesn't matter what it is. With Wordle, I added a new one called, it's a stupid name, Movie Dull. It's horrible. First off, there's one called Framed, which I like that better. It just gives you six frames of a film. You've got six guesses, you know, to try, you know, it'll give you a frame, you'd make a guess. If you miss it, it'll give you another frame of the film, and then up to six to know, you know, what film it is. Moviedol, which is a stupid name again, takes the movie and compresses it into about 1 second. So it flashes by in the span of a second, and then you have to guess what movie you saw.
Why am I reminded of that scene in Max Headroom where that dude blew up in his chair because the information came too fast?
You're the only one getting reminded of Max Headroom.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Information, all that movie compressed in like 1 second. No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it was today's is an easy one, by the way, because it's an animated film and it just goes by so fast. You're like, oh yeah, I know what that is. She's playing. She's playing word games. You're doing Horizon and doing, you know, this old house crafting.
Yeah.
Doing some crafting stuff.
Yeah, I had to work on some of my other woodworking projects I've been meaning to do, and you know, been sitting on the couch and watching things on my phone and not working on the game and everything. And I said, I got to get some of these other projects done. So we worked on some of that at the house, at the shop. So oh well.
Yeah.
I can always get back in and play some more tonight when we can't do anything else and want to take it easy and chill.
No, that's always good. It's always good to do that, just to take a break from it. I know I got tired of it sometimes, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to play anything. And then, now I really don't play. Well, I don't know. I kind of do, because I sit there and play Batman a little bit and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I didn't play much Destiny this morning. I was doing updates on the PC just over and over and over again. I updated the BIOS. I updated the chipset. I updated my audio drivers. Updated my internet drivers. I updated the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth. I got all these different things updated, just getting things into place because I got a card this week. I got a graphics card this week.
You got a graphics card? Yay!
Now will you shut up about
it? It's about time. I'm so tired of hearing about that card.
So yeah, that'll be tomorrow's project, is installing that card. So, but yeah, well, Chris, we appreciate you calling. Sorry I didn't get to you earlier. Were you going to say something there?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But it's good hearing from you, man.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, y'all take it easy and stay dry. It's been pretty nice outside, even with the rain off and on this afternoon.
Yeah, it stopped here.
Gotten cooler.
Did it drop? Temp drop? Good. Yeah, it stopped here just before showtime, honestly. But before that, man, the power wasn't holding too well here. I was getting a little nervous about what might happen if that were to go wrong. So anyway, Chris, you have a good one, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, y'all have a good one as well. See y'all later.
Take care.
Bye. Mm-hmm. I looked at frame briefly.
Yeah.
How generic can you get?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, the image that I saw when I first went in there was like, let's see, this could be a intro to a Japanese film. This could be from Toho. This could be from
right. And if you just if you just submit with nothing there, it's like, okay, that's your first guess, and then it'll give you another frame.
Yeah,
and then you can select.
It's Wordle with clips.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then this is the movie one, which is a stupid one. I'm putting that in there. Just a stupid name. It's an interesting concept, though. I kind of like it. But if you don't guess correctly, it'll slow down the clip a little bit and give you more of it. I don't know how you could not know this one, though, this week or this today. You might. I don't want to put it past anybody, but it's very hard for you to do that.
Moviedol?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's such a stupid name. But it works. What else do we have? Yeah, the Microsoft's buying of Activision got approved by the stockholders, which they're going to report on this every single time. It was not like it wasn't going to happen, but there's always a chance. Same thing with Musk buying Tesla. Buying Twitter. He already bought Tesla.
Yeah. Owns Tesla.
Exactly. Yeah. But the shareholders have to do a vote and everything else. There is like less than 1% chance that doesn't go through as well. But it all has to be done. And there was some concern that, look, if they don't do it, then Microsoft can't buy Activision Blizzard. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, Thar66 asked if the movie app thing, if it's all this easy. You can click on the calendar button at the top, and you can play previous days if you would really like to challenge yourself. Some of them aren't. Some of them are. I know the first one I did a couple of days ago, I was like, oh, that's good. And I went back the day before, and I was like, oh, I know that one. I went back the day before that, and I was like, I know that one. Then the next day, the one they gave me, I was like, I don't know this one.
I can't tell what this one is.
So, yeah.
You forgot Hurdle. I like Hurdle.
Yeah, Hurdle's another one that we play, and that one is music-related. They'll give you 1 second of the beginning of a song, and you have to make a guess. Oh, if you're wrong, it basically is what it is. It's Name That Tune.
Yeah, Name That Tune.
That's exactly what that is. They just couldn't call it Name That Tune because, you know.
Copyright.
Exactly. But it's also called Hurdle. That works.
Heard.
Right?
H-E-A-R-D.
Because there's already something called a hurdle, so that's fine. But there's movie-dle? Stupid.
We'll go with a better name.
I don't know, man. Guess that movie. Just call it.
No, it's got to be a D-L-E at the end. Come
Keep
on.
It simple.
Just use your imagination.
Well, filmdle. I don't know. That doesn't work.
Filmdle.
Screendle?
Screendle.
Let's see. 1 movie, 1 second. Just call it that. I don't know.
No, DLE.
Don't stick to the DLE. That's limiting it. It makes it sound bad, like movie doll. Movie doll. What else do we have? Yeah, Beatles.
Well, clip doll be better?
It's not really a clip. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think it's better than movie doll. What else do we have for some news for you? Speaking of Activision Blizzard, they lost 60 million monthly active users over the past year. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll gain them back. Why? Well, because they're getting Diablo Immortal.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, will it affect their bottom line?
Yeah, Diablo Immortal, which was the phone game.
The one that dude said, was this a joke?
Everybody's got phones. Just whip your phone out. And everybody's like, what? One. Anyway, it's getting a PC release.
Which if they had done it the first time.
It's going to have cross-play and cross-save as well. So you can play it on the phone or you can play it on your PC, and you can go between the two if you would like to do that. So I don't have any... I have no dogs in that fight. I have no interest whatsoever in that game.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. It's just I have no desire to play... anything that intricate or detailed on my phone. I'd rather have a controller in my hand or be at the PC playing something of that nature.
Yeah, I'm reading the comments about that. It is, this guy seems to think that it is a mobile-first game. In other words, it's started as a phone game, and it's still... as, you know, the meat and potatoes of the whole thing, it is a phone game, which people are concerned with as far as microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you've reached your loot cap for the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like more, pay this much money or wait 24 hours, you know, until you can do it again. So there's some concern with that, as I suppose there should be. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not into the Diablo stuff. It's been a long time, so I don't have any idea. And I have no idea where Diablo 4 is. I know it was in progress of being built, but I don't know what has happened to that.
Could it have been a working on, but then we decided to go into the mobile route?
No, it wasn't that. They were always working on Diablo 4, and this little phone game thing was something else that they were working on. They were very adamant about that when they announced the phone game ever how many years ago. They said, this is not Diablo 4, because here is a teaser for Diablo 4, and they showed a teaser for Diablo 4, so it's not the same.
Do they take resources from Diablo 4 to make this phone
game? I don't really know. I feel like it was a stopgap. I feel like it was a situation where it's like, hey, it's going to be a while before you get Diablo 4, so here's a little phone game to tide you over. You know, here's something. And then it was like, it's going to be a lot longer for Diablo 4, so let's go ahead and release this on PC as well. thinking that that might be the case. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. That's how much I follow Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I pay attention to it. How much you pay attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I know it's a popular title. It's got a lot of fans. Yeah. And what fans didn't want was a phone game.
No, they didn't.
So I know that much.
Not at all. Or another card game.
Mm.
Anyway. We're at the end of the hour here. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll jump into more news because there is more to talk about. We have music here from Tetris Effect. This is called Bright Shadow. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called One Shot. Title of the track is called Phosphor, I think. Yeah. Not familiar with the game. Most of these, from what I understand, I picked these games because there was hardly anything new that I could find music for. And I just went to that Wario guy's Twitter page for deals, and I just found games that had deals.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what? There's a game I've not done music for. There's a game I haven't done music for. Hmm.
This is a puzzle and adventure indie game released on Steam in 2016 based on a free game released in 2014. Developed by Future Cat.
Future Cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. I do plan on doing the... it feels like it's a new build, but it's not. It's just putting a card into
a part replacement.
Yeah, that's all it is. But for whatever reason, it feels like it's going to be a new build. I think I'm going to set aside some time to just go through a big spring cleaning of the whole thing. You know, I've already dusted it out, but I would like to mess around with my cable management in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Tidy that up if I can.
Got some cable ties on hand.
I got plenty. But yeah, just kind of organize things a little bit better than what it is in the back, and put the card in. Going to try a few things because this card is massive. This thing, I should have brought it, but
you're just going to fit in there.
It will fit,
but
the card will fit. The card with cables coming out of it, maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It'll fit lengthwise, no problem.
Okay.
The problem is the width. The card.
Hey, that
is beefy.
Goodness, man! How many fans? Like, how many fans like on that thing?
King salmon steak size.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying. How many fans? There's three fans.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was showing Wendy because my card that was in there previous, not the one that I borrowed from Matt, not the 970 that's in here, but I had a 980 Ti. That I bought in 2016, maybe 2015. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Right around Witcher 3, Batman, Arkham Knight. I have that one sitting up on the shelf. That one's fried. It's done. It caught on fire. Yeah. Whenever it had a problem, and so it is. It just needs to be chunked. But I'm keeping it around for I don't know whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So it was good to have that as a reference. Like here's something from, God, 7 years ago. And here's the new card, and you could tell the thickness of it is massive, the mm-hmm. width of it, everything just kind of dwarfs that card.
Yeah.
And
so looking at that thing, you can already tell you're going to have to make some arrangements in your.
Well,
your
I've
computer.
Looked up, you know, there's people who have my case, the PC case that I have, mm-hmm. and have put cards in there, and so I went around looking like, hey, does yours fit that sort of thing? And plenty of people said. Yep. I mean, you got to bend the wires to the cable connectors. You got to bend those really well, but they will fit. It will fit. It may touch the glass of your case, but it will fit. And so a lot of people were like, eh, it works for me, no problem. Then other people were like, yeah, it's pushing really hard. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. I don't like components touching the outside of the case.
Because you're
like
either
that.
Doing
really
one
don't.
Of two things. You're either stressing that glass to the point of breaking, or you're pushing that so hard that it's messing with your
something's
motherboard and everything
warping
else.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it's doing something that shouldn't work. So there's a couple of different ways you can combat this. You can go with a vertical mount, which I would like to do, but they don't have a vertical.
Vert mount, okay.
Yeah.
I know that was a thing.
PC folks, if you guys listening are hard into PC gaming and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. I have a motherboard that supports PCIe 4. The generation 4 or whatever it is, the fourth version of the PCIe slots. The vertical mount only, so far that I've been able to find, or at least the one that's going to fit in my machine and the one that's the least amount of hassle you got to mess with or do anything with, is PCIe 3, is the previous gen version. It can still work. You need to tell your BIOS to recognize that slot because it's on an auto recognition right now.
Okay.
It says, okay, if something's plugged in here as a 3, I'll operate as a 3. If it's a 4, I'll operate as a 4. But you're plugging a card that operates for a 4 into a adapter that operates as a 3, and so it's reading. You have to tell it to read as a PCIe 3 and don't do an automatic configuration.
I know it says 4, but read it as a 3.
Because it'll read the card as a 4. But the slot that it has is a 3, and it will not work.
Yeah.
So you have to tell your PC to just strictly read this as a 3 slot. And that's fine. I'm just like, well, it's got a 4. I should use the most current, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that going to help my performance or everything else? I don't know. I really haven't been able to find any kind of legitimate answer on that. But I've also read enough people talking about the fact that it fits in there. The other option on that is, and this is the option I went with, there are 90, is it 90 degrees? 90 would be that one. No, it's 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. They've got these little adapters that plug into the ports on the card that, once they're flat, on the back. So you've got the connector on the bottom, then you have a connector on the top, one male, one female.
Mm-hmm.
That plugs in and then you plug your cable into the one that's facing back towards the back end of your case.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, so the card plugins are facing out of the case. These plug into that and then revert it to go back into the case like that. Mm-hmm. So you can do it that way. And it provides for a nice little clean look.
Okay.
Instead of having, you know, everything go. So anyway, that's what I'm probably going to go with. I will try it without just to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd really like it to go card to cable, not card to adapter to cable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd really just like it to go through there. I looked up and I was like, because there's a lot of money spent on a card and you don't want something to fry it out. But from everything I've read, plenty of people who have been using these for well over a year and they're not reporting any kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one I'm going with there. But yeah, you know, and it just kind of clean things up. Just use it, just kind of using that as an excuse to. Yeah, spring cleaning.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Anyway, jumping back into the news. Sega has started pulling the standalone Sonic games ahead of Sonic Origins release. Sonic Origins will contain Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, And then Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Knuckles, plus Sonic Spinball as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. Sonic CD, not
Sonic
Spinball.
Sonic CD. Okay.
And so it's going to have that in there. But now, apparently, they are delisting the games. Let's see. I'm reading here. Sega is set to delist digital versions of Sonic games that are part of the Sonic Origins collection on May 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody responded saying, I 100% guarantee that something will be different or inaccurate in these new versions, and that this is a completely boneheaded move. It's like we fetishize films so much that we want to make the same mistakes Star Wars made, tossing away the originals for better versions. Mm-hmm. There's some diehard Sonic fans out there, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
people who know, like, this has changed. You'll look at it and say, how can you tell? But these people know.
Some folks, yeah. Some folks know. That was like I was saying last time about Sonic CD. Which soundtrack did you use? Did you use the U.S. version or the better Japanese version?
Yeah.
No, but there's some, they probably put both of them in there.
There's diehards, man. There are some diehards with this stuff, and they know when these things are different.
Yeah.
I can play these games, and I can't tell you a single thing, but they will tell you that, no, the jump angle is different here, or I don't know. They'll find something.
The jump trick doesn't work in this level. Something along those lines.
My point being, the guy that tweeted that is exactly correct. Mm-hmm. I feel like something will be missing.
Mm-hmm.
Casual folks, people that are picking this up because, oh, hey, some Sonic games, let's pick them up. Not going to know a single difference. They're not going to tell anything's wrong. They're going to be perfectly fine with their purchase.
Yeah.
The diehards who buy almost every single version of Sonic that ever gets released, and there are plenty of those, will tell you a laundry list of differences between this Sonic and this Sonic and this Sonic. You know, here's the Sonic one from the Genesis, the original. Here's the Sonic one that ended up on, Xbox Sonic Live or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Completely different.
Yeah, it's an emulation or something.
Yeah, they'll find something.
Yeah.
And that's to each their own. That's perfectly fine. I have my own things that I look for like that with other things, but don't let it ruin your enjoyment. Put it that way.
I mean, I don't have a dog fight really because I've already got all the titles that they've.
I was going to say I probably already have them as well.
Yeah,
I'm not
all,
really worried about the delisting because I think I'm good. Between all the different releases of Sonic, for God's sakes, and all the free giveaways of that game, whether it be games with gold or whether it be PlayStation Plus or whether it be Humble Bundle or anything, I got the game.
Yeah.
Even if it was just a sale, I probably picked it up. I'm good. I'm okay. Lethal Migrant says, ever go back and play old Sonic games? Just dreadful. Not really. I picked them up for nostalgia's sake. I remember when Sonic the Hedgehog came out on Xbox Live Arcade. I remember Xbox Live Arcade used to be a bigger deal than games getting released on Xbox. Like, we would wait for those Xbox Live Arcade. We'd get the announcement like, hey, they're bringing the Simpsons arcade game to Xbox Live Arcade or something, Bomberman or just whatever. Uno was huge.
Uno starts fights.
Uno was massive. And then they brought poker. And then they brought, what were some of the other ones that were just, Hydro Thunder we talked about. Pac-Man was another one.
Xbox Live Arcade was the only reason I was able to play Radiant Silvergun.
Mm-hmm.
Because before Xbox Live Arcade, I would have had to pay $300 on eBay to even play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like $15 on Xbox Live Arcade. It was like, well,
see, they probably still don't have the rights or anything, but I think Xbox could make a bundle if they bundled, you know, here is the Xbox Live Arcade pack. And it ported all of those Xbox Live Arcade games that they had into the Game Pass Ultimate and everything else that they had. Maybe an extra price or an extra tier, something like that. Or maybe they just sold it as a bulk bundle of things.
Yeah.
Because it contained a lot of, not only classic games, but a lot of indie games and a lot of other, just like, here's something that's not going to get its own release. Like, N Plus was one. I remember that. You know, the little ninja game, whatever it was. It was really cool to kind of anticipate those sort of things coming. It was new for us at the time, mm-hmm. console owners. Like, here's digitally delivered a game to you. You don't have to go out and buy it. It is right here, and you know you can purchase it, you know, through the store or whatever if you want to do that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We would sit there and talk about the releases coming up to Xbox Live Arcade. It was a lot of fun. Hey, let's go to the phones. You're on in-game chat. Who's this?
It's me again.
Oh, hey, man.
Yeah, you were talking about putting your new PC, the graphics card in there. Has it got enough airflow in there from if you could ever get it to fit in there the way you were hoping to?
Oh, yeah, it's got enough airflow. Yeah.
Okay, that would be my concern because, you know, you don't want those suckers to overheat in any which way, form, or possible.
No. It's going to have... it's already got three fans that cool it off, but it will be in the configuration. It'll be pointing downward, so it'll be pulling air into the card. I already have a set of three fans on the bottom of my case that are also pulling air from under the case. So it's pulling air through that, which will be pushing the air up into the card, which is also pulling that air into it as well. So mm-hmm. it'll be fine.
It's all in a line where it can push and pull in the right direction, and it'll
I've got the configuration set up there that the top of the case is the exhaust, everything else is intake, and so I've got fans in the back that are pulling in, I've got fans on the bottom that are pulling in, and then there are the fans up top that are going through the exhaust out of the radiator of the AIO that I have as well, the all-in-one cooling.
So the way you're explaining, it's just a different wire connection and power and connections onto the board itself. You're worried about not having enough room for nagling the wiring around it?
Yeah, because where you have to plug in the cables from your power supply into this card, the glass of the case would be right up against it. I don't know how close because I haven't tried it yet. But it's going to be very close to that glass. So that's why I've got these little adapters that revert the, basically takes the plugs and turns them around and puts them on top of the card. Instead of at the edge of the card, it puts them on top of the card facing back towards the case so they don't have to worry about the glass.
Basically just repositions everything where you can keep it away. And you know, as long as it's a straight through connection and everything, and you know, that shouldn't be an issue, but yeah. Have fun with that.
Oh, I plan to, and I don't know what I'll install to run it through its paces. Just to see how it goes. I don't know what my first game will be that I install to do that with.
Destiny.
No, of course I'll fire up. I mean, that's just going to be a regular thing. But I don't know if it'll be Control, which is a good tester there. Witcher 3, which I have. Of course, that's something I bought my old card for.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? What's the modern day Crysis?
Modern day Crysis?
Probably the new Elden Ring would probably put a load and a half on it on PC, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I don't know what the system specs for an Elden. I haven't looked at system specs in forever. I haven't looked at game specs in a long time to see, like, here's what it takes to run this game at, you know,
really
max
had no
capacity.
Until you got the card in.
I haven't. You know, I knew when I made this new build that I was going to get one of these new cards, but I couldn't get one. And so for the longest time, I just didn't pay attention because I was running my 980 Ti, which was still good. I really wasn't concerned about what the requirements of any game was. I could just put that in there and enjoy it and run it at you know, probably in a medium or lower settings and be fine if it was a modern thing.
I got the stats for a recommended system requirements for Elden Ring if you're interested.
What does it have for graphics?
NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1070 8GB or AMD Radeon RX Vega 56.
Yeah, is that the minimum or recommended?
Recommended.
Yeah, see, I wish they would do a maximum.
Like a high and low.
Right, yeah. Know. Like, I get recommended. Recommended is like, here's what we, here's, minimum is, here's the base you can have. Yeah. Recommended is like, here's what you can have and enjoy it. Then I want something that says, here's.
Full blown max.
Yeah,
out
here's what you can max out your settings with. You know, something like that, because they don't think they release anything like that. I honestly, by the way, you asked that question, what's the new Crysis? I think Crysis is still the Crysis.
Crysis is still the benchmark tester for your system, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the other things I forgot. A couple, two or three weeks ago, through my new Facebook group friends on about Laserdisc collecting, I found somebody on there that works on old electronics and everything. And as far as I've seen, as an expert at, you remember that that Pioneer Laser Active, that Laserdisc player that's a video game console I may have told y'all about that I've got some games and stuff on? Well, I sent some of the couple rare packs that I had for him to see about if he could fix one of them that I botched a recap job on, and he was able to fix it and got it working perfectly. He found some traces, and one of the components was missing when I was putting on one of the capacitors. You know, he went through and figured it out and it's got it all fit. And the other one, I just wanted him to replace the capacitors on it and put new ones on it to preserve it, so he's got all that done. So I didn't know if I had told y'all about that, but yeah, I got some updates from him, and he kept me up to date every two or three days. You know, I've done this, I figured this out, and you know, gave me regular updates. But yeah, he's an expert on some of these old video game consoles and repairing them and modding them. So he was able to fix everything and preserve what I'd spent $500 or $600 on one of these packs and stuff, and helped me make it worth its while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he was able to do that. So I've got some other options and things I was thinking about wanting to do down the road with him. But yeah, he's been more responsive and letting me know and keeping me up to date than I ever thought he would be. But you know,
hey Chris, sorry to interrupt you there. We need to run to a break here because I gotta get to one of our stations. So
all right, see y'all later.
Thanks,
y'all,
man.
Have fun.
Sorry that.
Hey, you're on in-game chat. If you can hold on, we will get to you right after we come back from the break. And I'm sorry about doing that. So we're going to go to break real quick, and we will be back with more of in-game chat music here from Monster Prom. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from the game called Moss. Cinder Skies is the name of the track. Moss is I think it's a VR game.
Oh, okay.
It was on PlayStation VR, and it was also with the Oculus Quest and that sort of thing. I actually have a sequel out now for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a platformer thing, and you control a little mouse running. I don't know. I haven't tried a VR platformer yet.
Yeah.
Everything I've tried in VR has been, I guess, what you would expect with VR stuff. You know, shooting things, doing a gun or bow and arrow or the drum thing that I do or the Tetris looking thing. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried 3D platformers yet.
Yeah.
But there's Lucky's Tale and there's Moss. There's a couple of them out there, but I'm not sure exactly how they all work. Be interesting to try one, though, just to see how it is implemented and how that sort of works in-game. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's the music from that. Our next track is coming from Res Infinite, by the way, if you ever played any of that. It was a really strange game. I could never understand the concept of it, of Res. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how it all worked.
No tutorial, no instruction manual?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Xbox Live Arcade, though. That's the system it was on. Let's go to the phones, talk to Biloxi Gambler. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're doing all right.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing fine. On that VR, while y'all were talking, I'm still waiting on getting a VR system. I think the new technology is going to be better and better the longer I wait.
It is. I mean, it will. Assuming it stays in sort of assuming it hangs around. You know what I'm saying? Because if it doesn't make money, they'll stop working with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
I see a commercial with a self-driving truck where instead of cruise control, you don't even have to touch the steering wheel, and it'll pass another vehicle. And I'm going, well, that sounds great, but I don't really want the first versions of it.
Right, yeah. I know. Don't want to be an early adopter in that department, do you?
I had a Lincoln Town Car one time, and it had this thing where it would dim your lights automatically when it saw other headlights, right?
Oh, that must have been nice.
Which was good. Which, you know, I mean, I didn't care. I didn't buy it for that. But anyways, brand new. And, buddy, let me tell you, that'll get you killed. Because what it would do is it'd dim the lights, and then it would put them back on bright right before the car got there. And I'm like, no, we got to turn this off. I don't, particularly when it's like a state trooper or somebody.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, no, I bought a game on PS4. I'm on PS4 platform, and I can't figure out how to. It's some kind of burglar game or some kind of, you don't have to work fast like a fighting game, which I know RJ's the expert on that. But I like something slow, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. It's really. It needs a keyboard. Everything I've looked for, it needs a keyboard.
Really? I'm curious what game this is, then.
Well, I can't remember the name of it. I thought about turning on the PS4 to tell you exactly what it was. But I can't remember. It was $11.99 on PS4 or something. Something about where you're a burglar and you go around or whatever. Anyway, and I looked, and then I looked through, where I tried to find the search on my phone, because I'll do that, because rather than turning my big computer on. Anyway, so have you played Man of Medina? Because you hadn't talked about the games y'all played yet. Have you played Man of Medina yet?
No, have not played that. By the way, I looked this up. There's something called Thief.
No, it's not Thief.
It's not Thief? Okay. Because when I looked at PlayStation 4 burglar game, it's like, here's Thief. And I'm like, Thief was the first thought I had, too, but I don't think that was it.
No.
Have not played Man of... I haven't touched any of those Dark Pictures Anthology
things. Dark Pictures Anthology, yeah.
But we had an update here about their next thing, which is a kind of a spiritual successor to that... their first game that they did, Until Dawn.
Oh, I'm excited about that, whatever it is. It's not Lost Hope. I already have Lost Hope.
No, this one's called The Quarry, Q-U-A-R-R-Y, The Quarry.
Yeah.
And again...
It has some named actors in there, too, just like it did Until Dawn.
Yeah, it's got some actors in it, and it's got one of those things where, some of these people can survive, some can't. There's strictly a movie... It's interesting what they have here. It's strictly like a movie mode. So you don't even have to play the game if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through and select personality traits of each character.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy's hard-headed. This girl is, this girl's strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is susceptible to believe anything, that sort of thing.
Gullible, yeah. Okay,
gullible
yeah.
or scared, blah, blah, blah. You can give all these different attributes to all these different characters and then let the game play out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
That would be wonderful.
You just get to watch it. You don't have to play it. You just get to watch and see what happens.
Well, in the other game, I know RJ said he was playing The Show. See, I don't play like current games. I played that The Show, I think 2018, mm-hmm. all the way. You know, I like to do it from where you're in spring training and you're not drafted yet, all the way into the minor leagues until. Yeah. And then I finally retired. I'm a Hall of Famer, by the way.
I remember when I played that. They had the Montgomery biscuits in the game.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
they
do. It's not the biscuits are in there.
Stadium, but they do have it.
Yeah,
yeah. They couldn't get the license to stay, but yeah, the biscuits, the colored scheme, the logos, everything. That the biscuits are in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't get to play for them. I played for the Braves team over in Mississippi in the minors. And now I talk about it like it's real life because you feel like it's real life because you live it when you play all those games for so many seasons. Mm-hmm. But now I'm on the 20 game, the show 20, and they've changed how the interface is on the batting and all of that. So I keep stopping it, resetting because I have to, in the beginning because, you know, man, I was a big dog in that thing on the other game.
Yeah.
And,
does your progress carry over?
No. Not that I know of. It might, but I don't know. I mean, it's just on PS4. Somebody bought it for me before the pandemic for Christmas, and I hadn't put it in yet because I said, well, no, I'm going to finish this one first.
Yeah.
And but anyway, no, I never call until after Chris makes his call. It's kind of like at the baccarat table, you know. You have respect, you know. The oldest person makes the bet first before anybody else.
I wouldn't know that. I haven't played that.
Well, if you ever play baccarat, trust me, you'll have bad things said about you. You won't be able to understand the language, but you'll have bad things said about you if you play before the. We always wait for the elders.
I don't know how to play that game, so I'm not sure.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, listen, what I do is you just
I'll just watch the veterans do it and then follow suit. Yeah.
All you do is if somebody's winning, and it's either player, banker, and then there's bonus and tie. Forget bonus and tie. Anyway, if somebody's winning and they bet player, bet player. If they bet banker, bet banker. You can do the same thing if they're losing a bunch of hands. Then you bet the opposite. And that's all I know about baccarat. Other than that, it's too complicated for me. But anyway, I'll
not
let
me,
y'all go.
Not me at all. Thanks for calling, man. Take care.
All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
See you.
And just to mention on that quarry game, it will apparently have 186 unique endings.
Really?
186. Well, yeah. Because
how minor are these differences, though? I mean,
oh, I'm sure
at that number, I'm thinking there's some real minute, deep, minute changes in there.
Obviously, you take the amount of characters that they have.
Yeah.
There is the all of them survive, none of them survive.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them survive, three of them die, blah, 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 whatever the case. This person, and so you have an ending where all of them survive, all of them die. That's one. Then you have an ending where this guy dies and everybody, or this one guy dies, everybody else survives. That's two. Then you have another one where that guy lives and everybody else dies. That's mm-hmm. three. These two guys live, everybody else dies. You know, you can just...
You got seven folks and then six die, five die, four die, three, you know, that type of thing.
It's like
how they die. How
to
they
go
die,
back to whatever, the to go back to the casino analogy, it's how many different hands of cards you can have and all this other stuff.
But it is interesting, like you said, the movie mode with the
I thought that was interesting.
You can set the attributes of each character's personality.
Now you can randomize it yourself. You can just say you can let the computer do it. You know, it's like here you pick it and just play it out and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Or you can go through each person and say, well, I'm going to let them be. These two people are going to be strong-willed, so they'll have a difficult decision to make between the two of them if they have to or something like that. But whatever the case may be, I'm not exactly sure, but. Yeah, and then you can, once it's done, you can go back and change some of those and see how it plays out again.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I can't remember when that comes out. Probably this summer or this fall.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's see. I think they said June 10th.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
PS4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series S, and Series S. Yeah. And Microsoft Windows.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 2, probably be out next year.
Mm-hmm.
We got some leaked footage of Skull and Bones, which is the pirate game from Ubisoft that was announced, I don't know, 2017, I believe. Mm-hmm. They announced it back in 2017. Well, 6 minutes, and I say leaked. Here's the issue about something that has been leaked. You can still find it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was not leaked, or if it was leaked, I would think that they would have control. This feels like it's a controlled leak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it got out there and Ubisoft is like, uh-oh, footage got out. Sorry. You know, oh, who did that? Yeah, it was us.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it was a controlled thing, like one of those.
Isn't that the default response to any leak nowadays?
No, because if it's a movie or even, you know,
for
some
games
sort
anyway
of,
then.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
For
I mean,
games.
Things can be taken down very fast.
Yeah.
Sony likes to get involved. Nintendo especially likes to get involved mm-hmm. and remove that stuff quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft didn't do any of that. Yeah. They didn't step in or anything. They just let it out there, which is why I'm saying they probably said, either when it got leaked, they just said, we don't care. It's fine. We're going to make an announcement soon. They're just seeing some of the video that we're working on for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. The reception has not been bad. There has been some people saying, I wish they had stuck with what they were trying to do originally. We never saw any gameplay of it. We saw trailer after trailer. We heard how it was supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems that they've moved into more of an Assassin's Creed territory where it is you control a character, you go around to different islands, you get on your boat, you go to do things. They I don't want to say they gamified it, but they put it in something a little bit more familiar.
Yeah,
for gamers. It's not attached to Assassin's Creed, even though that's kind of where this whole thing spawned from. But it's not attached to that series or anything like that. But originally, I believe it was supposed to be more of like a pirate ship simulator type of thing.
Mm.
You had a crew that you commanded and everything else. And so it's not like that now, I think.
Mm.
But yeah, it's... What are they saying? Game Hounds had some fun streaming the multiplayer. Is that multiplayer of Skull and Bones that you're talking about, AC Wraith, or one of the other games that we were talking about? Because I'm not sure. And yes, Ninja Bibs, they are building up the hype again. Even though they had changed directions on it, I was still like, I really want to play that game. Really would like to do that. I miss that. I don't necessarily want to go back to Assassin's Creed Black Flag to get that. I want what they were doing with Skull and Bones. It's kind of like what I wanted to get from Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves is fine. I enjoyed Sea of Thieves for the amount of time I played it with Matt, with James. I think Jeremy got in there on it a little bit as well. I was fine with that. You had a crew. Everybody had to do something. But ultimately... There felt like there was no progression. It was just us going to an island, getting things, and then moving on. Going to another island, getting things, and moving on.
Lather, rinse, repeat. No.
Upgrading the ship or something like that. It was fine, but nothing felt... Progression just didn't feel like it was there. It didn't feel like there was an objective or a point to get to. Whereas, and I know, you can look at that and say, well, you play Destiny. Or do you ever finish that? Nope. Lethal Migrant says, play Sea of Thieves with Wendy. Yeah, I think you can co-op that. Can you couch co-op it? I'm not sure.
Mm.
I don't know if you can or not.
Mm.
I think you got cross-play, though. So, I mean, somebody can play on their PC and also play on Xbox. So, I could play it on PC while she plays it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Possibly. Although, I can tell you this. I don't want to. I would not install Sea of Thieves on my PC if I had to do it through the Microsoft Games app.
Because
there's a good chance, possibility, that it'll never get off my system if I don't want it there.
That's still a thing, huh?
It's still a thing. I keep waiting for the day when they've updated. I keep waiting for the day when somebody's going to update that thread in that gaming forum and say something to the effect of, guys, I think it's fixed. And then, you know, everything else that follows saying, yep, they fixed it. It's all good. Everything's great now. Nope, that has not happened yet. I'm hoping it'll get there, but it hasn't happened yet. Oh, okay. AC Wraith was talking about the movie games. He was not talking about Skull and Bones. He was talking about Man of Medan and the Dark Pictures anthology.
Yeah. What is it? It was Until Dawn.
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn.
Man of Medan, I think, was next.
That's the ship.
I think so.
Man of Medan, Little Hope.
Yep.
Little House Hope. Of Ashes.
House of Ashes. And I think there's a... or is The Quarry the next
and
one?
The Quarry should be the next one. Yeah, yeah. So four titles. Okay, yeah.
They spit those out like once a year, which is amazing.
Yeah.
One company doing that every single year. It seems like every year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's every other year. But it feels like every year they have another one. Is it no, it's not Supergiant.
Supermassive.
Supermassive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the...
Okay, let's
developers
see.
Developers there.
See, Man of Medan, 2019. Little Hope was October of 2020. House of Ashes was October 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's a yearly thing with him. Mm-hmm. More power to him, I guess. It's making money, and they keep doing it. So
they're doing something right.
That's got to be that's a really successful studio to have the ability to keep doing that, and to do that at that pace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird part. I don't know how big they are, but to be able to do that at that pace. I mean, I know they're not updating the engine, but they still have to write the story. Scan faces, they have to go through all of that stuff. Motion capture, I don't know exactly if they do motion capture, I'm not sure. I feel like they do. You know, the whole...
Maybe.
Ping pong balls on the face and everything else.
Mocap.
Yeah. What else do we have in news? We have another Call of Duty. Who saw that one coming? I like the headline from Kotaku. Says Activision announces 47th Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which is the 10th Modern Warfare game. I don't need to tell you that Call of Duty is massively popular. You're already well aware that Modern Warfare sub-franchise within Call of Duty is pretty successful too. So it's no surprise that we're getting another Call of Duty Modern Warfare. This one, a sequel to the 2019 Modern Warfare reboot. However, did you know that this is actually the 10th Modern Warfare game and the 4th one to end at a 2? Yesterday, after much speculation and a lot of rumors, Infinity Ward and Activision formally announced the next entry in the long-running Call of Duty franchise will be titled Modern Warfare 2. There's even a logo, which looks really, really weird. Now, we don't know much about this game beyond it being a follow-up to the 2019 Modern Warfare reboot. I assume there will be guns. But while I can't predict the future, at least not yet, I can look to the past and pull apart the crazy web of a franchise that Activision has created with the Modern Warfare series. Here's the full list of Call of Duty games that use the Modern Warfare name. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. Then we got Modern Warfare 2 and 3, Modern Warfare Reflex Edition, Modern Warfare Mobilized, Remastered, Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Force Recon, Modern Warfare reboot in 2019, and now we're getting the reboot sequel this year. Jeez.
I don't think I've heard that term before. The reboot sequel.
Mm-hmm. Halloween 2 had a reboot. You know, Rob Zombie did his Halloween reboot, and then he did a sequel to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it stayed within that universe, but it was a reboot. And then they went back to the Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis that they just did not too long ago, and then that was a... Here, that was first movie happened in 1979, I think.
Yeah.
And then this one happens afterwards. They got rid of anything else that followed that.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Still a new term to me. Reboot sequel.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's been done in other mediums before.
But if there's any franchise that I could see it falling in, it would be Call of Duty.
I think
I bought like one game of that series. Black Ops.
Oh, wow. He wasn't kidding. He seems to be around the 47th Call of Duty that has been released. There's been 19 games in the Call of Duty franchise. But in the expanded universe, there's been 13 more. No, I'm sorry. Those are comic books. There has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's been 8 more releases. Oh, my God. Here, I'm just going to put this up here so you guys can... I'm going to throw this link into the chat room. You guys can walk down that little rabbit hole if you would like to. We're coming up on the end. What did you what'd you play this week?
More grinding in Elden Ring. I just discovered something about the thing, about the size of the game. For comparison, I pulled up my Dark Souls 3 file, and I looked at my main character. I've got about 367 hours invested in my main character in Dark Souls 3.
Yeah.
Now, in that game, I'm on New Game Plus 7, basically my 9th playthrough of that game with that character. I'm at the end. I'm at the pretty much at the end.
Yeah.
Also, it's just leveling up at this point. I'm a few minutes shy of two. I'm a few hours shy of 200 hours in Elden Ring. I'm a main character.
Yeah.
I haven't beat the game once. I'm just now getting to the area where the hardest boss in the game is, Malenia, at the Halleck Tree. I'm just now getting to the spot where I have to work out this candles puzzle to open up the door to get to that area. And you have to work that area to get to her.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm at that point. And there's still a whole bunch of leveling up that I have to do. There's too much things I missed, too many items I haven't picked up, or things of that nature. I want to say about 55 to 60% of all my time spent playing Elden Ring has been with exploring. I mean, a couple of days ago, I've just got the final map piece, so I can actually see the whole world map now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've still got so much more to do in there. And like I said, I haven't beat the game yet, and I've already put almost 200 hours into this game total. Other than that, played a little bit of... I really got to get back into the my fighting games, because my game at this point is like hot buttered trash at this point. I just cannot. I've been so out of it that I really just have to practice to get back into it. But I did play a little bit of Virtual Fighter 5.
Okay.
I want to get back in there, and I should probably aim for about 20 to 25 matches a night to try to get my get at least 100 a week to get my total up, to get my experience up.
Yeah.
I need to learn some matchups with some characters and things like that. So watching matches online, things of that nature, practicing a lot more. That's what I need to focus on with pretty much all my fighting games at this point.
For me, it's just I've been playing Destiny, and obviously I've been going back into Batman Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I did my first challenge room just last night. Something I've noticed, and I don't have much time to go into this, but something I've noticed now with the consoles where you can do the quick resume type thing.
Yeah.
I never back out to the main menu anymore. Mm-hmm. I just pause the game, and then I turn off the console and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
When I come back, it does the quick resume, and I go right back to where I was, and I just click the start button, and there I am.
Yeah.
So I never back out of the menu to go into, like, oh, here's all the other things that you have unlocked while you've been playing. Like, you unlock this challenge room or this extra content or all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Because I never back out that far. I just stay in the game. There's no point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I backed out, and I went to one of the challenge rooms where you had to, you know, get a certain – I remember score chasing in the fighting – stuff. Oh God, I remember that.
What's the biggest? What's the longest combo you ever? Chain you ever got with
Jesus.
Batman?
Jesus, you'd have to go into one of the later games, either Arkham Origins or Arkham Knight, to find that. And I don't know which one it is, but I've gotten it up there.
Yeah,
high.
I remember watching a buddy of mine play, and we were just. He was playing amongst the group. And we just. You know, it was just a casual get together and things of that nature, right? And he was like looking at the screen. He was like doing pretty good, and it was like 25, 30, and then, you know, we talked a little more, and then we keep hearing Batman do this thing, and then we look back, and it's at 76 and 77, and then we think, oh, it's pretty good. Then we go back and talk a little more, and then we go back, and he's in triple digits, and the streak just keeps going. So suddenly, everything we were talking about didn't really matter anymore. We just wanted to see how far he could get this combo going on this thing. And it was perfect. I mean, every dodge, every hit, every counter he did, it just added to the total, and he was just on a a completely different level.
It's a lot of fun. It reminds me of how I used to chase high scores in not only pinball, but also Star Wars Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Yeah.
How I would chase those high scores. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah, that's nostalgic. You want to go back and play that a little more.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us in the chat room and joining us on the air. Thank you to Chris and Biloxi Gambler who called in. All of you in the chat room, Six Flags Magic Mountain, whoever that is, thanks for joining us. Uncle Elias is in there, Lethal Migraine. And we talked to Commander Root, Bama Brian, other TV viewer, AC Wraith, Evans. Thank you guys so much, everybody who joined us. Have a great week. We will see you next Saturday. Here's music from Res Infinite called Wide Echoes.